平安，平安，很高兴，真的很高兴有这个机会，可以来 跟大家一起敬拜赞美。我的中文一般般，越来越差，我的中文越来越差，不好意思。我叫Jason Bean， 这个我的爱人，他叫 Rose。Rose， 我中文名字叫白启华，白色的白，启发的启，中华的华，可以叫我老白，老白。Iron， 他的中文名字叫王倩柔，谦卑的谦，温柔的柔，温柔的柔，王倩柔。所以有四个孩子，老二、老三是中国出生的，所以。我们三年之前，我们2015年从中国回来美国，所以我们还在适应当中。美国的文化有一点奇怪，复杂，有点复杂，特别是交朋友，在美国交朋友有一点复杂。可以为我们祷告。But it's a blessing to be here with you today.In June, I went to China for 2 weeks.
今天在这里很是赐福。我六月份的时候再回去中国两个礼拜。
And I went there with a group of missionaries, and we were in Shanghai, Suzhou, and Beijing, and had a wonderful trip, learning more about China.
我和一些传道人一块过去。我们去了上海、北京和苏州。在那里学到了很多的东西。
We especially wanted to look at churches that work with Chinese students that come to faith in America, or they come to America and then go back to China. Because many of these students, when they go back to China, don't continue to walk with Jesus after they go back to China.
我特别想参观一些有中国学生所在的教会。很多中国学生在美国信主，但是当他们回到中国之后，他们就停止了，与主同行。
So we met many students who have returned to China and that are walking with Jesus and are involved with churches, and we talked with them and we learned a lot from them.
所以我们也见到了很多的学生，他们还是会去教会，还是会与主同行。我们也从他身上学到了很多东西。
We also met with many house church pastors and met with them and talked with them, and it was a very good trip, very good trip.
是一个非常好的旅行了。我们也见到很多家庭教会的牧师，跟他们一起谈话，学到很多东西。
When I was in China, I felt like I was at home. You know that feeling when you go back home? I just felt at home. I'm not going to move back to China, but I felt very comfortable. I felt like I was at home.
我在中国的时候觉得像回到家里一样，虽然我不会在中国定居了，但是我还是会有回家的感觉。
And we can be praying for the Church of China in mainland China. They're under a lot of pressure now. There's more and more pressure for Christians. And although they're ready for the persecution, they seem to be ready for this coming persecution.
我们也应该为中国的教会祷告，因为现在他们承受很大的压力，也遭受很多的迫害，但是他们是有所准备的，并不惧怕。
One pastor told me, when persecution comes, it strengthens the church.
有一个牧师告诉我说，当迫害来临的时候，是可以让教会更强大。
When persecution comes, everyone goes to Sunday service, everyone goes to prayer meeting, everyone goes to small group, and everyone gives. They have to.
当有迫害来临的时候，其实大家都会来周日的聚会。也都会到小的团契聚会，他们也会奉献出自己的所有，因为他们必须这么做。
So, we can continue to pray for the Christians there. If you want more details, I can share some stories about what's going on. But God is at work in China. There is no question. He is working in all over China.
所以如果你需要更多细节的话，我也可以提供。但是就是。主，让我们继续为中国的教会祷告。主也是一直在中国做工。
Yeah. So today I want to be teaching from the Word of God in Luke chapter 7.
今天我们来讲就是 路加福音的第七章是所主所说的话。
Last time I was here, we looked at verses 1 through 17, and today we will look at verses 17 through 35.
上一次我们看到了第一到十七节呢，这次我们来讲十八到三十五节。
And we've already read the passage, and this is the passage about John the Baptist.
这个章节所讲述的就是施洗约翰的故事。
But before I talk about that, I want to tell you a little bit more about my life.
但是我讲之前呢，想跟你分享一些我的生活经历。
One of the great joys of my life is my relationship with my father. I have a great father.
我生命中的一个很大的喜悦呢，就是与我父亲的关系。我有一个特别棒的父亲。
My father's a strong Christian. He's really modeled what it means to live the Christian life and to love others well. He's a wonderful man.
我的父亲是一个很虔诚的基督徒了，然后他也向我展示了如何成为一个做一个好的基督徒，他是一个很了不起的人。
Another thing about my father is that he's a runner. He was a runner and he ran many marathons. He ran about 13 marathons.
另外，他也特别喜欢跑步，他跑了有至少13个马拉松。
So he started running marathons when he was 35 years old.And I remember growing up hearing him talk about marathons.
他大概是35岁的时候开始跑马拉松。我记得小的时候经常听他提起跑马拉松的事儿。
And when he turned 40 years old, he ran a qualifying marathon, and he was able to run the Boston Marathon. In order to run the Boston Marathon, you have to qualify to run it. And he did that when he turned 40.
当他40岁的时候呢，他终于有资格参加波士顿的马拉松赛。这是一个需要有资格才能参加的马拉松比赛。
So when he ran Boston, I was about 6 years old, but I still remember all these stories about the Boston Marathon.
当他跑波士顿马拉松的时候，我大概是六岁，那我清楚地记得他跑的时候的情形。
And one of the things he would always tell me about the Boston Marathon is at the end of the Boston Marathon, right about 19 miles. A marathon is 26 miles.Or 42 kilometers. At the end of the Boston Marathon, there's a hill, and it's called Heartbreak Hill.
一场马拉松是26个英里，或者是42公里。他有一件事经常提到的，就是在波士顿马拉松赛到接近尾声的时候，有一个要翻越一座山大家称之为伤心山。
So if you look at this picture and the next picture, you know why it's called Heartbreak Hill.
当你看到这些图片的时候，你就知道为什么这个叫做伤心山了。
You see her face?
你看到她的面部表情了吗？
She's going through some heartbreak.
她真的是很难过的。
So basically, what's happening to a runner's body at about 19 miles? All the sugar or glycogen in their body is gone. They're exhausted, and it's this phenomenon called hitting the wall. Your legs can get wobbly.And your body just wants to stop.
所以就是在接近十九迈的时候，在翻越伤心山的时候，实际上你体内的糖原已经消耗殆尽了。这时候你觉得特别特别的累，你的腿也发软，你就只想放弃。
And so the Boston Marathon is designed right when that's happening, they give you this hill to go up at, right at 19 miles.
所以在波士顿马拉松赛中就。正在那个时候，他们设计了这么一个山，你需要翻越，在你最累的时候。
So the one runner who ran the Boston Marathon, he says, when you go up Heartbreak Hill, it combines the mental part of the race, the emotional part of the race, and the physical part of the race. It's all those things combined.
有一个选手曾经这样描述，在翻越伤心山的时候，你需要的是体力、精神，和意志上的极端努力。
Yeah, it's mental, emotional, physical. It's everything. Yeah.
对，就是你需要竭尽全力。
And it's at this point of the race that many runners are tempted to stop, give up, running the race.
也就是在这个时候，很多的选手他们都非常想放弃。
And that's what I want to talk about with you today.
这恰恰是我今天想要跟你谈论的事情。
In a spiritual sense, maybe some of you are tired, maybe you want to give up the race. It's just your spiritual life is just too hard lately.
在你的灵命之中，最近也许你会感到很累，也许你也想放弃。
You know, the Christian life is not an easy life. I have four children, and there's some days it's like, oh man, this is hard raising four children, and life can be overwhelming.
你知道基督徒的生命并不是容易的生命。我有四个孩子啊，抚养他们长大，我也觉得很不容易。所以就是不容易。
And so as we come to Luke chapter 7, that's exactly what we're going to be seeing in the life of John the Baptist.
所以其实路加福音的第七章讲述的也是基督徒的一个旅程。
So just to give a little context about this passage, Luke chapter 7, Luke is just trying to answer the question, who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? He's trying to answer that with these narratives that we see.
所以讲述一些背景知识，路加福音的第七章，路加实际上是想，他在求索一个问题，就是，谁是耶稣？
Yeah, at the end of Luke chapter 7, verse 49, it says this. Who is this who even forgives sins?
在路加福音第七章第四十九节的最后，他曾经说，这是谁呢？能够赦免我们的罪过？
It seems like all of chapter 7, Luke is trying to answer that question.
可以想见，就是第七章，整个第七章，路加都是想回答这个问题。
And that's...what we're going to see today also, but we're going to see it in the context of a very interesting interaction between Jesus and John the Baptist.
这也就是我们今天要在第七章看到的，实际上是一个在耶稣和施洗约翰之间非常有趣的一个交流。
You can go back one slide. I think I might have the main idea, but the main idea of this sermon is this, is discouraged and doubting believers...can find assurance, vindication, and forgiveness in Jesus Christ.
那么今天讲到的主题就是灰心气馁和疑惑的基督信徒们能在耶稣基督里找到确据、辩护和饶恕。
And so that's my hope for you. Maybe you're discouraged today, and my hope is that you could go to Jesus and find encouragement, assurance, vindication.And forgiveness in Him.
所以这也是今天我对你的期望。也许此时你正感到伤心气馁，那我希望你能够在耶稣基督里找到确据、辩护和饶恕。
And some of you might be saying, "Well, Jason, I'm not discouraged. I'm doing well. My life is good. I'm not hitting the wall."
你们中的一些人也许会说 ，Jason， 我的生活现在挺好的。我现在我不觉得伤心气馁，然后我也不觉得想要撞墙。
Today I would say praise God, praise God for that.
那我就会说感谢主，感谢主。
But your life will probably get hard at some point, so this passage can prepare you for that time.
但是呢，你的生活也可能在一定的时候就会变得艰难起来。那今天的讲道呢，会帮助你。
And secondly, it's very probable that there's someone around you that's discouraged.And I'm hoping that this passage can help you empathize with them and encourage them.
但是同时呢，也许在座之中的一些人呢，此时正感到伤心气馁。那么我希望今天的讲道呢，能够给你勇气，能够帮到你。
So as we come to verses 18 to 35, there's three truths that will encourage us and help us in our walks with God.
所以从十八到三十五节呢。其中涵盖了三个事实，那我今天就来跟你分享。
And the first truth that we see is in verses 18 through 23, and the first truth is this, go to Jesus with your difficulty and doubt.
第一个事实呢，就是在18到第23节，也就是说带着你的困难和疑惑去耶稣那里。
What do we see here with John? What does it say here in verse 18? The disciples of John reported all these things to him. So this is referring to the passage before. And then John, verse 19, calling his two disciples to him, sent them to the Lord saying, Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?
这更涉及到第一些经文，那么包括约翰，施洗约翰叫他两个门徒，在第十九节他说他便叫了两个门徒来，打发他们到主那里去，说那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？
So where is John?
所以施洗约翰在哪儿呢？
He's in jail.
他被关起来了。
In Luke chapter 3 verse 18, he's put in jail by Herod, and he is stuck in jail.
所以就是约翰实际上是被希律王给关起来了。
And we see him starting to doubt. He's like, he sends his disciples. He can't even go to Jesus himself. He sends his disciples to Jesus. He says, are you the one, or should I look for another?
你可以看到约翰这个时候已经开始疑惑了。虽然他不能去，他就派了两个门徒去问，说你是那个要来的吗？还是我们要等候别人？
This is the same John the Baptist who in the Gospel of John said, behold the Lamb of God,who takes away the sins of the world.
这也就是约翰福音中的一个为耶稣施洗的同一个约翰，也是那个曾经说看那神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的，我看见了就证明这是神的儿子的约翰。
But here he's in prison and he sends his disciples and he says, Jesus, are you the one? Are you really the one?
但是现在当他身陷牢狱的时候，他派人去问耶稣说，你就是那一个我们要等的人吗？
And so in John we don't see a skeptic, but we just see someone struggling. We see someone struggling with his faith.
所以在约翰身上你看到的其实也并不是一个怀疑论者，他仍然是一个信徒，但是他在艰苦挣扎着。
And what does Jesus do? We see him do two things.
那耶稣做了什么呢？我们看到他做了两件事。
So in verse 21, we see the first thing that he does. And the first thing that he does is he doesn't say a word. He doesn't answer with words right away.
所以我们看到在第二十一节的时候，耶稣其实什么都没说，他并没有说什么。
Yeah, he says, in that hour he healed many people of their diseases and plagues and evil spirits, and on many who were blind he bestowed sight.
但是呢，他是治好了许多有疾病、受灾患、被恶鬼附着的，以及开恩叫瞎子能够看见。
He basically puts his power on display.
事实上，他所展现的是自己的大能。
And then he starts to talk in verses 22 and 23.
然后他在第二十二和二十三节的时候开始说话。
And what he does is he quotes the Bible from Isaiah chapter 35.Verse 5 and Isaiah 61:1. He starts to quote the Bible. He knows that John is a Bible man. He knows that John the Baptist knows his Bible.
那他接下来说的话呢，实际上是引述以赛亚书35章第5节和61章第1节的话，因为他知道约翰是一个熟读圣经的人。
He says, "Go and tell John what you've seen and heard. The blind receive their sight.The lame walk, the lepers are cleansed. This is Isaiah 35. And the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the good news preached to them. That's Isaiah 61:1. And he says, Blessed is the one who is not offended by me.
所以以赛亚书35章第5节说，那时瞎子的眼必将睁开，聋子的耳必开通，主耶稣的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人。六十一节说差遣我医好伤心的人。
But there's something interesting that Jesus does not do. He does not include the last part of Isaiah 61:1.
No, sorry. 但是呢，耶稣并没有加上六十一节的最后一句话。
Do you know what the last part of Isaiah 61:1 says?
那你知道最后一节在六十一章？说的经文是什么吗？
It says, The Messiah has come to proclaim liberty to the captives and to the opening of the prison to those who are bound.
他说的是救主差遣我医好伤心的人，报告俘虏的得释放，放囚的出牢狱。
So John's like, Jesus, I'm in jail. Help me get out of here.
所以约翰说，耶稣呀，我在被关在牢里呢，你能帮我放出来吗？
But you know what? Jesus did not include that passage Because that passage is talking about how Jesus is going to set sinners free. And the only way that he was going to set the captives free was by going to the cross, dying on the cross, and rising 3 days later.
但是耶稣并没有说最后一节，那一节就是说把被掳的得释放，放囚的出监牢，因为要做到这一点，耶稣是需要走上十字架，那是三天之后的事情。
So John had to trust in God's word that Jesus was fulfilling God's word, but it wasn't totally working out in his life, and he just had to trust God.Trust Jesus in that process.
所以，约翰所要做的是，他需要相信，主和耶稣，
Yeah. John had to believe what Jesus had done in fulfillment of his word until he could understand what God Jesus was doing in his life.
约翰所需要做的就是，他需要相信耶稣，所证实的那些经文，这样子他能够相信耶稣在他的生命里所做的事情。
And you know what? That's exactly the same for all of us. The same for us.
你知道，对我们来说也是同样如此。
Sometimes we have no idea what God's doing in our lives. It makes no sense.
有的时候我们真的不知道主在我们生命中到底是为什么这么做，真的是完全不能理解。
And in that process, we have to trust Him, trust His Word, and then trust Him.With what's going on in our lives.
在这种时刻，你还是要信靠他，你要相信他的话，也要相信他对你生活所做的安排。
When I was in China, about my eighth year in China, 2012, or no, that was my, yeah, about my eighth year in China, I also started to run marathons.
当我在中国的时候，大概是我在中国的第八年，那时候大概是2012年的时候。我也开始跑马拉松。
So in 2012, I ran the Hangzhou International Marathon.
所以在2012年的时候，我跑了这个杭州国际马拉松赛。
Yeah, it's actually one of the most beautiful marathons in the world. It goes by West Lake, and then it goes behind West Lake. There's these beautiful tea mountains. It's unbelievable, beautiful.
实际上，这可能也是世上最美的马拉松赛。他们是绕着西湖跑，然后你也可以看到很漂亮的茶山和风景。
And I still remember training for that marathon. It took 4 months of training to run that marathon.
我也记得我经过的艰苦的训练，至少培训了四个月。
And I would do a lot of my training in Suzhou, and I'd run around Jinji Lake in Suzhou, Jinji Hu, and it's beautiful. My training was beautiful, and the marathon was beautiful, but I had to do lots and lots of running.
我是在苏州做的培训，那时候我们是围着金鸡湖跑，也是非常非常漂亮，像杭州一样。
And part of the training is you run an 18-mile run, then a 20-mile run, and then with about 3 weeks, you start to run less. You start to taper down your miles, they say.
那训练的一部分就是你刚开始跑到十八迈，然后跑到二十迈，但最后三星期的时候，他们会要求你。要少跑一些。
And so when I started to run less, at first I was like, "Oh, this is nice. I'm tired. I'm glad. I want to run less. This is good."
所以刚开始跑的少的时候，我其实挺高兴的，因为可以得到休息，我觉得这个蛮不错。
But after about a week, I started to get antsy. I'm like, I'm strong. My body feels strong. I want to go run. I need to go run 22 miles. And but no, my training said no. You start to.Taper down your miles.
但是大概一周以后呢，我就开始变得坐立不安。我觉得我身体状况非常的好，我想跑更多，想跑22迈。但是这个培训呢，他是说你需要少跑一些。
Everyone who I talk to, my father even, he says your body is ready. Your body is ready. You need to rest. You need to drink water. You need to prepare your body for the race.
但是所有人我去跟他们说，包括我的父亲，都是说你的身体已经准备好了，你现在真的不能跑那么多，你需要做好准备，你需要喝水啊，让你的身体做好准备跑马拉松。
But it didn't make sense. I just wanted to keep running and running and running.
但是我觉得我没办法理解，我就是想不停地跑啊跑。
But at that point, I had a decision to make. I needed to trust the people who have run these marathons before me. trust my training, trust these people, even though it didn't really make sense to me.
所以在那个时刻呢，我需要做一个决定，就是虽然我不能够完全理解，但是我还是需要信任这些曾经跑过马拉松、富有经验的人。
Well, in the same way, in our relationships with God, we have to trust God. Sometimes it just doesn't make sense what's going on in our lives.
所以同样的，就是我们也需要来信靠主，虽然我们不能够完全理解为什么生活是这样的。
And we need to look at what God has done in our lives in the past, look at what he's doing now, and trust him, and just trust him.Until some point down the road, we will understand more clearly about what God is doing.
所以我们要回想到以前主在我们生命中所做的，现在他所做的，慢慢的理解和等待将来他会为我们做的。
Yeah, so my application questions for you this week is this. How can you take your doubt and pain to the Lord this week?
所以有一个问题可以付诸生活，就是在这一星期里头如何把你的困难和疑惑带到主那里。
And who are people in your life who you can encourage this week who are struggling with difficulty and doubt?
也许有一些人在你的身边，现在在生命中正经历属灵上的困惑挣扎，也许能够鼓励他们。
Brothers and sisters, go to Jesus with your difficulty and doubt.
弟兄姐妹，当你经历困苦和疑惑的时候，你要到耶稣的面前去。
Well, as the passage continues in verses 24 through 28, we learn a second truth. And what we learn is this, brothers and sisters, go to Jesus for your vindication.
这个经文继续的时候，在第24节之后，他就提到了，当你，你要到耶稣那里去寻求辩护。
Yeah, vindication. I love how they translated this into Chinese. Let Jesus be the one who vouches for you or does the vindicating for you.
对，就是辩护这个词，我很喜欢这个中文的翻译，就是让耶稣来为你作证，来为你辩解。
Yeah. So what do we see? We see a very interesting thing happen. So the disciples of John go back to him, and then Jesus does something very interesting.
所以你看这有一个什么事情呢？就是这个当约翰的信徒回去之后，这个耶稣做了很有意思的事情。
Jesus starts to brag about John.
耶稣就开始猛夸约翰。
He says, verse 24.What did you go out into the wilderness to see? He's going to repeat this. A reed shaken by the wind?
在24章的时候他就说，你们从前出去到旷野是要看到什么呢？要看风吹动的芦苇吗？
He's basically saying, was John flimsy? Is he a flimsy man? He's like, no, John isn't flimsy. He's strong.
所以他在这里想说的其实是约翰是一个弱不禁风的人吗？不是，他是一个很坚强强壮的人。
Verse 25, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who are dressed in splendid clothing live in luxury and are in king's courts. He's saying, did you go out to see a politician in beautiful clothes? He's like, oh no, no, no. John's authentic.
那在第二十五节他说到，你们出去到底是要看什么？要看穿细软衣服的人吗？那穿华丽衣服宴乐度日的人是在王宫里。就此呢，他是想说约翰他不是一个华而不实徒有其表的政治家，他是一个很真诚的人，真实的人。
Yeah, very good. Verse 26, the third one. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, more than a prophetThis is of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face who will prepare a way before you. I tell you, those born among women, none is greater than John.
第26节他说，你们出去究竟是要看什么？要看先知吗？我告诉你们，是的，他比先知大多了。所以耶稣所说的是，约翰不仅是一个先知，他是没有一个人大过凡好人凡妇人所生的，没有一个大过约翰的。
Jesus is bragging about John. And the amazing thing, John is doubting, What Jesus should have said, should Jesus have said, John, oh ye of little faith, you have no faith. What's wrong with you, John? No, he says, he's strong. He's authentic. John is the greatest among men born of women. He's just totally vindicating John in the midst of his doubting and suffering.
所以你可以看到约翰其实这个时候是身怀疑惑的，但是呢耶稣并没有说约翰你怎么回事啊，真是做得太糟糕了，反过来他是猛夸约翰啊，然后呢他是说他做得非常非常好，他在为他辩护。
You know, this is a picture of the final judgment that all believers will face before Jesus, and he's going to do the same thing for us.
所以你可以试想一下，你生命终点的时候，其实这个也可能是你要面临的情境。当你面对耶稣的时候，其实他是会不停的为你辩护，他会夸你。
He's going to say, "Let me tell you about those believers at Eastern Hills Chinese Wesleyan Church," and he's going to brag about you guys.
他会说那些在Eastern Hill Church 的中文堂的那些信徒们有多棒，他会好好夸你们。
It's an amazing thing. In Romans 8:1, it says, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." You know, there's just Jesus, because of what he's done for us, he's just taken away our condemnation, our sin, and we can be right before God.
就正如罗马书第八章第一节所说的，那些在耶稣基督里的就不定罪了。耶稣是会为我们辩护的。
You can go to the next slide. There's a quote by Tim Keller. He says this: "The number one lie Satan tells us is that we can prove ourselves."
这个是一个是 Tim Keller 的一个所说的一句话。撒旦告诉我们，第一个谎言是我们可以为自己辩白。
I think deep within all of us, we just want to vindicate ourselves.
我想也许在我们内心深处，我们都特别忙着为自己辩护。
I always talk with Chinese students, you know, in the dorms in China here at UB. They say, "I believe in myself. I believe in myself."
我有的时候跟中国学生在他们宿舍里谈话的时候，他们会反复提到我相信我自己。
You know, it's and on one hand, I respect that, because if they don't believe in themselves, who will? They have to fight. They have to work hard. There's so much competition. I understand, but we can't. We can't. We're not good enough. We're not strong enough, and we need God to vindicate us.
所以从一方面来说，我其实是为他们高兴的，因为生活艰难，你要是不信自己的话，你还能信什么？但是在另一方面呢，我又觉得其实你不够好，你也不够坚强，你需要信靠主。
And especially in this context, John can't vindicate himself. He's struggling.
所以在这个情景之下，约翰是没有办法为自己辩白的，他其实在苦苦挣扎。
And Jesus lovingly and humbly vindicates him.
但是耶稣呢，他是充满爱心的，然后谦卑的来为他辩白。
So application questions. Next slide.Questions for you to think about this week. Are you trying to vindicate yourself before God?
所以这个星期的另外一个应用问题是，你是想在神面前表白自己吗？
Again, this is so natural, and we need to remind ourselves every week. That's why we come to church. That's why we sing the gospel songs. That's why we read the Bible, to remind ourselves we can't vindicate ourselves. Only God can vindicate me.
实际上这个也是我们需要不断提醒自己的问题，就是在我们唱圣歌的时候也是一样，就是你是否想在神面前表白自己呢？实际上你是不能的。
The second question, does the quality of your work become the measure of your worth?
那么第二个问题就是，你的工作质量成为衡量你价值的尺度了吗？
Again, I'm not saying you shouldn't work hard, but sometimes we think, if that's my, what's my worth? If I do well at work, if my children do well, that's my worth. And we can't do that. Our worth, our vindication, only comes from God.
同样的，就是说，我也不是说你就不需要努力工作了，但是你确实不应该让工作的质量，来定义。不是说你工作的努力，或者是我孩子表现好，你就很有价值。只有神才能够度量你的价值。
Brothers and sisters, go to Jesus for your vindication.
弟兄姐妹，我建议你在耶稣面前来得到辩护，寻求辩护。
In the next section, verses 29 through 35, we learn a third truth about our relationships with God. And the third truth is this: brothers and sisters, go to Jesus with a repentant heart.
那么从经节的29到35，我们学到了第三个真相，就是你要到耶稣面前，你要怀着忏悔的心到耶稣面前。
What do we see here in verse 29?
在第二十九节里，我们看到什么呢
？When all the people heard this, Jesus is vindicating John, bragging about John, and the tax collectors too. They declared God just, having been baptized with the baptism of John. So the people are saying, "Yes, Jesus, yes, we agree with that." God is just.
所以就是这些人看到了第二十九节里，众人都看到了这个，耶稣是如何夸约翰，如何问他辩解的。但是呢，就是
，Yeah, it says having been baptized with the baptism of John, they had gone out and had been baptized by John.
但是呢，他们没有受过约翰的洗。
Verse 30 says, but the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the purpose of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him.
那在经节的第三十章呢，法利赛人和律法师，就说没有受过约翰的洗，竟为自己废弃了神的旨意。
So what is going on here? When it talks about the baptism of John, that's not just a religious ritual.The baptism of John was repentance. It was all about repentance before God, repenting from sin and following God.
所以这一章所说的就是约翰呢，他其实来在神的面前，他是怀着一个忏悔的心。
Yeah, but verse 30 is so scary. Is there not a more scary verse in the whole Bible?It says, but the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the purpose of God for themselves.Not having been baptized by him.
其实第十三节呢，我觉得是整个圣经中最可怕的一节，因为他说到说这法利赛人和律法师没有受过约翰的洗，竟为自己废弃了神的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, repent. That's in American culture. We don't like that word anymore. Repent. It's like, you can't say that. But I say it with gentleness and with love, repent and turn to the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹呢，我们需要忏悔。在美国的文化里，其实我们不喜欢这个词，忏悔好像是让人感觉很不舒服。但是实际上，在耶稣面前，我们是要怀着爱和温柔的心来忏悔。
Just to share a little bit about my story.In college, I began walking with Jesus, and my life began to change.
再跟你分享一些我的生活经历。在大学的时候，我开始跟随主。
Yeah, I went to Damon College and studied physical therapy.
我到 Damon College， 我所学的是物理治疗。
Yeah, 物理疗法。
物理疗法。
Very good. And after my freshman year, I went on a missions trip, and I fully surrendered my life to Jesus.
在大学一年级之后呢，我去了
一个 missions trip.
Missions trip, 去传道。
传， yeah.
宣讲，然后呢，我就完全的改变了。
Up until that point, I've been kind of keeping God at arm's length. I wanted control over my life.
在那之前呢，我是将这个耶稣是拒于至少是一尺之外，因为我想对自己的生活有所控制。
But while I was on that mission trip, I realized that Jesus wasn't the center of life, my life, and I repented of my sin.
但是在那个宣教的过程中呢，我意识到耶稣不是让我获罪的人，其实我本来就是个罪人。
And for the first time in my life, I started to ask God, God, I'll go wherever you want me to go. I'll do whatever you want me to do.
在也就是在那个时刻，是我此生的第一个时候，我跟主说，我会去你要我去的任何地方，我会做你要让我做的任何事情。
And an amazing thing happened in my life. Peace just started to flood into my life for the first time.
但是我也惊奇地发现，在我生命中的第一次，我获得了极大的平静。
You can go to the next slide. Tim Keller says this, the fear is this, if I obey God, I will not be happy. This is the same lie that Satan told in the garden.
Tim Keller 也曾经说过，惧怕如果我顺从上帝，我将不会快乐，这是撒旦在伊甸园里说的同一个谎言。
Do you want peace? Do you want joy? Do you want purpose? You need to repent and turn to the Lord.
如果你想获得平静、喜乐和生活的意义，你就需要在主前忏悔。
So, brothers and sisters, go to Jesus with a repentant heart.
所以弟兄姐妹，你们要到耶稣面前带着忏悔的心。
It says here in verse 32, the people are like children in the marketplace calling to one another. We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We sang a dirge and you did not weep. What's going on here?
就如同第三十二节所说，好像孩童坐在街市上，彼此呼叫说：“我们向你吹笛，你们不跳舞；我们向你举哀，你们不啼哭。”这是怎么回事呢
？Basically, this is a picture of people playing games with God, just playing games.
这个其实就是在就是一些人在和上帝耍花招了。
Are we playing games with God?
那你有没有跟上帝耍花样呢
？Yeah, this is a message for me, Jason. Are you playing games with God?
这也是同时在问我有没有跟上帝耍花招呢
？Go to Jesus with a repentant heart.
你要带着你忏悔的心到耶稣那里去。
As I was preparing this, my father visited me 2 weeks ago. We were talking a little bit about marathons, and he told me a little bit more about running a marathon.
在我准备这个今天的讲道的时候，我父亲呢，在大概两周之前来看我，然后呢，他也跟我谈到了跑马拉松的事情。
He says every time you run a marathon, how you hit the wall right around 19 miles will determine how you finish the race.
他跟我提到说，在19迈的时候，你怎么撞墙，实际上能够决定了你怎么来结束这场马拉松赛。
And so maybe some of us are hitting the wall right now.
其实可能我们中间有些人现在正在撞墙。
And the three truths that we learn are, number one, go to Jesus in your difficulty and doubt.
那你要记住我们提到的三个真相。第一个就是当你伤心气馁遇到困难的时候，你要去找耶稣。
Secondly, go to Jesus for your vindication.
第二点就是到耶稣那里为你辩护。
And thirdly,Go to Jesus with a repentant heart.
第三点就是带着一颗忏悔的心去到耶稣面前。
You can go to the next slide. So, in terms of repentance, what are some things that you need to repent of today?
所以提到忏悔的话，你生活中有些什么事情是需要你忏悔的呢
？Do you need to go to Jesus with a repentant heart?
你是否需要带着忏悔的心去到耶稣面前
？Next slide. You can go to the Chinese.
下面我来读一下这个希伯来书，第十二章第
一到三节。
一到三节。
Yeah. And I think this passage really brings this message to a close, and is a real good encouragement for us to keep. Running. keep going to Jesus. Go to Jesus. So maybe.
所以十二章的一到三节是，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
So if there's one message I have for you today, it's this. Go to Jesus. Go to him.
所以我今天的一个主题就是你要到耶稣面前去。
He loves you. He died for you. And he has grace and acceptance for you.
他爱你，他为你而死，他能够很好的包容你。
Let me pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, thank you for this passage and how it can encourage us.
主啊，谢谢你的经文，也为我们带来的鼓励。
I pray that we would go to Jesus.
我祷告，我们都能够去到主的面前。
God, help us in our difficulty and doubt.
主啊，请在我们遇到困苦和怀疑的时候帮助我们。
And help us to help others that are.Experiencing difficulty and doubt.
也让我们帮助那些遭受困苦、正在怀疑中的其他人。
Thank you that you love us even when we experience doubt and difficulty.
谢谢你在我们困苦、愁烦和怀疑、失望的时候仍然爱我们。
Lord, give us strength to follow you this week, and may we be people of repentance.
在这一周里头，主啊，请你给我们信心。让我们能够跟随你，并且带着忏悔的心。
In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
以主耶稣的名义祷告。Amen.
Amen.